Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who won a bet from a preacher and called it holy money, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Doing the best show of our life and we're not recording.
Man, this is, I don't know how good this one will be. This is like starting over.
Yeah, we're live. 3-2. Oh. Yeah. 3-2-1. We're live.
Okay. Man, look at that. Me and P-Double got kind of screwed up on how to start this thing.
Yeah.
It has been a while, folks. It has been a while. Welcome to the Mr. National Podcast. I am the one and only Mr. National. On the other end, and on the other side of the headset, is none other, P Double, the baddest artist, electric football coach, slash. We're just gonna start calling him Slash. He got a lot of
Renaissance man.
Yeah, yes, you are.
I'm over here working the controls tonight.
Yeah, you are. And a direct disciple of the Toe Pro football system.
You know that's right.
Want to thank Kit for bringing us in. I tell you one thing, he's never out of practice. Kit is never out of practice.
No, he's ready 24/7.
24/7.
He's ready to go.
I tell you what, get him out
in the middle of the night. Yeah, hey, gentlemen, how are you doing? What's going on, coaches?
Him and Brian, man, he watches the NFL playoffs, the electric football playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
They was riding me, man, over that penalty. I don't know, P-W, you've been off the radar for a while, dude. Is everything all right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm doing well. I've just been a little bit busy.
I never heard from you. I was like, I saw you on a milk carton. I said, I got to call him. I said, what's going on?
Like I kidnapped.
Yeah, my producer, he had no work for me. I felt lost, people.
Sure.
I felt unwanted.
Found himself at the gentleman's club. Where am I?
Yeah.
What do I do with all these ones?
Yeah, what am I? It was like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Batman. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, without my podcast, I tell you, this thing is like
it's good to be back, man. It's good.
It is.
I missed it a lot.
I actually look forward to it. It's like therapy for me. I mean, I work in that construction. You know, at any second I could fall off the building. A wrench could hit me in my head.
And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like once I take that Tyvek suit off, that hard hat, that dust mask, them safety goggles, all that stuff is like it was all somebody else, and then I can become more of myself, and I hit the town. And the saying is, I'm living, you know, my best life, and that's what I do. That's what I try to do. So
that's how you roll.
I mean, that's how I roll. That's
awesome.
I'm lit. I'm all the way turned up 24/7. We lit. Me and Peter, we be lit.
That's right.
So
right.
That's what I do. And then I have this podcast that Peter, you know, said I would be good at, and I look forward to it. And then all of a sudden, he hasn't been calling. He's been busy with his life. Things been going on, and I was lost. People, I was like a cat that had been coming to this house to get fed, a stray cat. And once you feed a cat, it will come back because it knows it gets food. Now, if that person dies or moves, that cat keeps coming back, but the food isn't there. I was looking at I was coming to the studio and P-Double wasn't there. I was like, what's going on?
I filled the bowl with milk and got you some, some tuna fish.
So everything's good, though.
Everything's good
in P-Double world. You guys ain't got no snow out there in Michigan, right? No snow.
No, man. It's finally warm. I got a big old, yard and the lawn, you know. I got to mow that lawn now.
Jeez.
You know, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Do you have a ride-in?
Yeah, I got a ride-in mower, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. See, yeah. In Philly, everything's a row home. I got a weed whacker.
That's it. It
takes me 10 minutes. I do it with a weed whacker.
Nice. That's what I want. That's what I want, man. I don't have any use for this big old yard.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, a weed whacker, 10 minutes, that ain't me. Once this podcast takes off, or my sitcom, you know, right. With the show,
yeah,
I'm getting a big old house. And P-Double, what will I have in this house? What will be?
A walk-in closet.
Bam! Boom!
big as my whole basement.
Big as your whole bed, cut for all my shoes. I'm going to buy more shoes. I'm going to have a shoe section, a sneaker section, and a slipper section. I'm going to have everything. Close out the wazoo. I want a walk-in closet. And when it come, when you walk in, the lights come on.
Oh, the just like the come, motion.
Yeah, like a motion, right. I'll come nice. On, and then I'll say, play some jazz, okay? And boom, and jazz boom. Will come on,
yeah.
You know. Uncle Benny, Killer Joe, Benny Golson. I don't know if the few people or P-Double know. My great uncle is a famous jazz.
Benny Golson?
Saxophonist, yeah.
Really?
Benny Golson, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
He wrote or composed or whatever, the track, I guess, Killer Joe, is like one of the mm-hmm. most known tracks in the jazz industry.
But do you like jazz?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do.
I mean, I like going to like see a live jazz, you know, like dude, a trio.
Oh my God, you should have been there, P-Double. Mr. Unity, Manhattan Ray Fanaret and his wife, Uncle Benny was playing in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents came down. They couldn't drive, so we drove. I drove them out because it was during the week. It was like an 8 o'clock show. I drove them to D.C., which is like a three hour drive, two mm-hmm. hours and 45 minutes. After working, picked them up. We went to go see Uncle Benny, and he, like you say, he had a
trio.
Trio. I think he had a drummer, and I guess he had a bass. I think it was a bass, yeah. And he was
like one of those big stand-up basses?
Yes, yes. Ka-dum, yep. Ka-dum, ka-dum, ka-dum. One of them, yeah.
Yeah, those are sweet.
It was. So it was great. And Ray Fanaro was there. He set the whole thing up. He got there early. We got a great seat. We didn't tell my Uncle Benny that we were coming. So when he saw my mom, he was shocked. He got on stage. He couldn't believe it.
That's awesome.
He went over here. That was a great, great, great time. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I can't listen to jazz on, like, the radio or something, though. Sometimes, like, if I'm at work, it's not too bad because it doesn't have words, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know the songs because, you know,
well,
I grew up on, like, pop music, you know. So, you know.
I'm 80s pop all the way.
Right.
80s pop. Duran. Hall & Oates, that's my stuff, right? Madonna.
Yeah.
Madonna is like, if I saw Madonna, like I got, you know, Jerry Rice and all the football. If I saw Madonna, it's over. I'm crying. Okay? I'm crying.
Like a teenage girl.
Yeah. But I got every album, every 12-inch of Madonna. That's it. But that pop 80s, that video rock, that VH1, that MTV, that was me. That was it.
So me too. And the jazz is just kind of like background music to me or something. So I never really got into it that much. But if we're out and we see like a jazz trio or something, it's real nice to like just watch and listen, you know.
Dude, if you were close to P-Double and you could have made that thing in D.C., that would have been so sweet.
Yeah.
You would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But when off air, when the show's over, you got to go check
Benny Golson.
Benny Golson, yeah.
Yeah, I will check it out. That's really neat. So your mom's his niece?
He, Uncle, that's my grandfather's brother.
Right. Okay.
My mom's dad's brother.
Right. So she's his niece.
Yes. Wow. So, yep, that's it. And he's 90.
Wow.
He's still playing.
Still jamming.
He's still jamming.
That's awesome.
And talking about, before we get into like the meat and potatoes of our podcast today, I want to thank everybody for joining in and listening.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. 75 years ago today, D-Day.
Yeah, yeah.
That was nuts, dude, nuts. Storming the beaches of...
Different kind of time, don't you think?
I mean, to sacrifice all those lives to take that beach, it was like...
Yeah.
I guess that's the way you did it back then. I mean, incredible.
Yeah, you know what, too?
What happened? I'm not a history guy. I got to get one of these days...
Well, I can tell you, like, I think a big, huge difference, too, was when those guys were sacrificing their lives, you know, mm-hmm. They put their lives on the line and they died and made the ultimate sacrifice. But not only that, people back here at home were also sacrificing, you know, like you had a job at doing whatever. You stopped doing that job during the war and you started making tanks or airplanes or bombs or whatever they needed. You know what
right.
I mean? People back home stopped and sacrificed as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was different.
Right. It was different because now we go to war and we watch it on CNN. You know what I mean? And you just carry
nothing
on.
Changed.
You carry on your life.
I remember
we invaded Iraq and they asked George Bush, President Bush, what can we do to help? He said, go out and spend money. Keep the economy going.
Okay.
So, go to Starbucks more to help for the war effort? You know what I mean? What that sense does that make?
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So, it's just a different...
Isn't that crazy? All comes down to money.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. Like, if it was a war and your country depended on it, why would you need money? Like, you just
right.
give
you
it
do,
to them. Like, why
do,
why would money right. be an issue?
Right.
If whoever's making the metal, you just do it.
Yeah, that's and I think that's the way it was more so back then than it is today, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I just don't. Anyway, it's a different kind of time.
Another show, right?
Yeah, that's for another show.
Man, we got to get baby Jesus back on.
Yeah.
Hiker.
Well, the thing is you don't want to go. I don't think you want to go to war unless it's an absolute last resort. It's like right. you know, it's like you're on the street.
To achieve peace, you gotta go. You gotta be willing to go to war.
But you gotta
ain't
be
that crazy.
Yeah, I just think now, like the wars that we've fought most recently, have not been necessary. You know.
Wow.
That's could've my opinion. I'm a pacifist,
right.
man.
Right.
So.
Okay, I gotta get somebody that's more in tune. That's baby Jesus. That's Doug Kiker. We gotta get him back on. He has an opinion on that. I know I don't. Cause P-Dub, I don't watch no TV.
I know you. I'm jealous.
Listen, we haven't been on our podcast for a minute, but nothing has changed. The TV.
You're living your best life, man. You're lit, turned up.
I got a 60-inch TV. It don't even come on that much.
That's nice.
For sports and movies. 60-inch high def smart TV don't come on.
All right, so you brought it up, sports. Let's get into it, man.
Let's get into it. Right. All right, first of all, going on right now, Game 5, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, St. Louis Blues versus the Boston Bruins. Last time I checked, St. Louis was up 1-0. I wish we could have our friend from up north, Shane.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that last name? Shane, we got to get you on the show. Hoofer? Hopper, something like that. He is our hockey expert.
Yeah, we got to get him on. We got to get him on before the series is out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to work on that. We got to get my people to contact his people.
Right.
And we're going to make that happen. Okay. So that's hockey. In America, hockey is so-so. I mean, It's probably it's above soccer or football,
right?
But still not. It still doesn't. You know.
I'll be honest. I don't watch it, but from what I understand, it's quite a dramatic season this year.
Yeah. Well, the playoffs is just a whole nother level. I mean, it's one of those sports. P double. If you go, the enjoyment of being there is totally different than watching on
TV, right.
Night, day. And then their playoffs, as opposed to their regular season, is just 1,000 times more intense.
Right.
It's probably the best playoffs of all the major four sports.
Right.
It's just
really?
Yeah. It's just amped up that much.
Do they get a lot of fights still?
Oh, everything. Everything is amplified. 1,000%
in awesome.
Playoff. Okay, so right now it's the series is tied 2-2. I'm thinking I still got Boston to win that series. I think Boston's going to win, but right now St. Louis is up. Okay, flipping the page to a more popular American sport, the NBA, which is probably Mr. Nash was going to say football, boxing. And then NBA. So it's probably my number three sport, the NBA. NBA Finals. We got Golden State Warriors from the Western Conference versus the Toronto Raptors from the East. And Toronto took the lead. They are up 2-1 in that series.
Now, do you think so Golden State has Kevin Durant, arguably the best player in the league right now.
Okay.
Hurt. He's out. He hasn't played in the series.
Nope.
Klay Thompson, the probably the third best player on that team. But if you put him on any other team, he might be the leading scorer.
Yes.
Right. He's got a sweet outside shot. He's hurt. He's out. Looney is out.
Is out
because he got trucked and bruised his rib or something.
DeMarcus Cousins, who was a star player.
Well, he's out.
He came back and played a little bit, but by the end of the game, he was out too.
Yeah, he's not 100%. So if Toronto wins this series, do you put an asterisk by it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. Because they still got Steph Curry, and people were saying how good he was. He should be able to carry the load.
He scored 47 last night.
Wasn't enough.
Man,
all Toronto got is Kawhi Leonard.
I got a new favorite player though, Siakam. That dude's awesome. I love him, man. He just runs. He's a hustler. He's long and just you know.
He's from Africa. I forget.
Cameroon.
Cameroon, same place that the Sixers center is from.
Oh yeah,
Joel Embiid. Yep.
Joel Embiid.
Yep, they grew up together. Yep.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, they're fun to watch though. But I like Kawhi Leonard and.
On Kawhi Leonard. I saw a nice sketch you did of Kawhi Leonard.
Oh yeah, thanks, man. I was watching the finals and doodling them.
Just figured you would just draw a Kawhi. That was dead on. You nailed them.
Yeah.
You had the braids and everything.
Thanks, man. But yeah, I'm hoping. I'm pulling for Toronto. I want to see them win it. But if KD comes back and Thompson,
they get help, it's going to be interesting. I mean,
right.
I think Toronto's got it dialed in that. I think they're going to win it no matter what.
Yeah, even if those guys, how can those guys come back? They're going to be so, you know, they're going to be rusty. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think Toronto will just amp it up that much more. I think they're going to beat them.
Well, that'd be cool.
Talking about beating them, what happened in the heavyweight division? We were looking at a super fight between Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. We're talking about Toronto is a Canada native. Okay. Anthony Joshua.
I thought he's from New England. I thought he's from England. Isn't he?
No, I thought he was Canada. He's real cool. No, close with I gotta check that out. I thought he's real tight with Drake. He was Canada. Maybe you might be right.
You might know better than me. I can look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, I think he was. I thought he was Canada because Drake's real always talking about
Anthony Joshua.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
is looking at this dude fights a guy. They call him the Mexican Rocky. He's like a bouncer at a nightclub.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. If you look at Joshua, he's ripped. He's shredded. I mean, right. He looks like a boxer.
He looked like Frank Jacobs or somebody.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, right, exactly. That size, I mean, he's huge. And then you look at him, they have that picture of him on the canvas.
Yes.
And then the guy that he fought, the Destroyer Ruiz, looked like a dad bod.
He looked like Butterbean. He looked like a novelty. It was crazy. When you're talking about a nightclub, I was in the Gentleman's Club that night watching that fight.
Wow.
And I could not believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, the shaking was going on on the screen in the ring, not on the stage.
Yeah. The girls were coming over like, sir, you want a massage? You want to laugh? I was like, no, I'm watching the fight. Beat it. I'll come see you after this fight is over. I can't believe what's going on.
So did you watch it? Did you think it was when he punched him in the ear that he, Joshua got disoriented?
No, first of all, I want to say after the second round, Joshua looked tired. His legs, I don't know. I think this was his first fight in America.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was he's from England, by the way. Yeah.
He's from England. Okay. Yeah. Jet lag. I don't know what it is.
What happened?
He looked, after the second round,
he didn't look right.
He didn't look right. And he dropped the guy, I think, in the first or second round. He dropped him first.
Right, right.
But he knocked him down. He got up, and then he knocked him down.
With a lucky punch, I mean, in the ear, I thought it was. You know?
Well, that was the nail in the coffin there.
Yeah,
that punch
yeah.
over his ear that right. knocked his equilibrium off. He was just disoriented. The ref was talking to him. He wasn't responding. And the ref called it. I mean, by the second round, the guy looked tired. He didn't have his legs. It was a bad showing. Now, I don't know. If he took this guy lightly, or if, you know, just being over in America wore him out, just the adrenaline.
Right.
But what happened is, P-Double, is he blew a big money pay-per-view fight between Deontay.
For himself, yeah.
And for himself. And right. for boxing
fans. Big payday.
We wanted to see that fight. This guy looked like the real deal. And he let some guy come in. Now, I mean, Lennox Lewis, he's from England.
Yeah.
He's a great heavyweight, one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
Killer. Lennox Lewis. Just a killer.
I like that guy. I was a big fan.
Yeah, long arms.
He had bad losses. He lost to Oliver McCall, but he came back and avenged that with a knockout.
Yeah.
You know, he got caught. So I'm not writing off this Anthony Joshua.
No, I don't think so at all. Yeah, he didn't look like himself.
I mean, he just looked so tired, and then it wasn't a big punch to put him down. hopefully he gets his wits about him. I heard they got an automatic rematch. He comes back. Let's say he knocks this guy back out. You know, he knocks this guy out, Ruiz, in the second round, destroys him.
Right.
And then we're back on with the fight, okay?
Right.
When we get back on with it.
But is Wilder going to fight the other guy? Before he gets Joshua, I think they're going to put up Wilder and.
Wilder needs to stay active. He's probably got a fight coming.
That one goofy looking dude. He fights kind of funny looking.
Wilder's knocking out everybody he's facing. So
yeah, what's the guy's name? I can't think of him right now.
Wilder just knocked somebody out in the first or second round.
Yeah. I know. And there's like, he's going to fight the other. Now you're going to make me look it up. Hold on.
Well, you look it up.
All right.
And while we're on that, on the Stack Renat Show Facebook page, Peter, well, that thing has just been taken off.
Yeah, yeah. Webmaster there needs a raise.
He's on point. Okay, he's on point.
Tyson Fury, that's the guy I'm trying to think of.
Oh! Yo. Deontay Wilder could have lost. Some people tell he lost that fight.
That's why they're looking at a rematch now.
Yeah, that's a good rematch. That is a good rematch. Deontay Wilder should win that fight. So, let's say Deontay Wilder beats Tyson Fury. Anthony Joshua knocks out Ruiz. Now we're back on for the big fight of the two best heavyweights.
Right.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think Deontay Wilder.
That's what's the problem with boxing. Fight? If the heavyweights aren't good, it trickles down. I mean, Floyd Mayweather had carried boxing for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a small guy. He's not knocking nobody out. I mean, he's a hit and don't be hit guy.
Right.
It's okay, but it's not what we want. When boxing was at its best, we had a top-notch heavyweight.
Right.
Whether it was Mike Tyson, Lennox Lewis, the Klitschko brothers, we had a top heavyweight. And then everything else fell in line.
Right.
Now we got the little guys, you know, Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. Now, if they fight, that's a big mega fight. But that was the little guys. We need to fix the heavyweight division, and then everything else will fall in line. Without that, you got MMA and UCF or whatever that shit is called. I mean, much respect to those guys. Those guys are killers, okay?
Yeah.
Those guys are dangerous.
And the grappling is actually...
The grappling, yeah.
You know,
you get in a bar, you get in a fight, you put up your hands, next thing you know, you fucking... getting choked out.
Yeah, you got your elbow in your ear, and you.
It's all different right now. Yeah. You know, you got your hands up. I'm nice. You know, growing up, I could throw down. You know, I talked a lot of shit growing up. I knew my hands were nice. These hands were rated E for everybody. Okay, you wanted some. I talked a lot of shit. I got people mad. I used to tease and bust on people. Mama jokes. People get mad
right,
when you're ready to fight. Come on. National, throw these hands up. Bip, 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 boom. You know what I mean? You got buddy nose, buddy lip. You know what I mean? Fight's over. Today, if you took... I put my hands up. These guys are fucking grabbing my legs. I'm on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I got my elbow by my ear. I'm being
twisted up like a pretzel.
Twisted up like a pretzel.
I'm tapping out,
right? So these UFC guys, they are badass.
They're animals, animals.
I'm not a big. It's okay, but I'm a boxing guy.
Yeah. The sweet science.
The markets of Queensbury, you know. I'm put the Dukes up. Let's bow this out. So, hopefully these guys, the two champs or whatever, they win. Wilder and Joshua win, and we get our big fight. Oh, talking about big. How about that post, P Double, on the Stack Renat Show Facebook page, which is a great page. Shout out to our webmasters. Mm-hmm. It was a topic about a blue door and a red door. What would you take? One was like going back with the knowledge you had, or the other one was like you advanced 15 years, but you got like $10 million or something like that.
Yeah, you got $10 million, but you only live for 5 years or something like that.
No. You fast forward 15 years, I think it was, or 10 years.
Okay, but you get $10 million.
But you get $10 million or 15
Or you can go to the red door, which or you is go, through go the, back.
You go back. You live your life 15 years younger or 20 years younger with all the knowledge you have now, but you're just younger.
Right.
And a lot of people took the door where they just went back.
Really?
A lot of people, Well, we're all older. We're all in that 40 to 50 range. Some guys even 60. I don't care how old Mr. National is. Mr. National don't tell how old he is. I don't even know. Okay. I can't, you know, something.
Legend has it.
Legend has it, right. You know, things you stop counting is, birthdays and sexual partners. I stopped counting that a long time ago. What's the use of keeping them numbers in your head? Well, that's a waste of knowledge. I don't want to know that.
So you'd go forward and get the money.
Hurt the money. Okay? I ain't going back.
I think you answered that question.
Where? I ain't going back.
I don't think I'd go back either, man. I'm way too tired to go back and do that again.
You know? I want to. You see where everything's going.
Yeah.
I want to go forward. I see where everything is. Racism. It's just, even with the knowledge, I can't change it. You can't change it.
Right.
And all you're going to do is try to change it is towards money. So I might as well just take the money and live out my life, my last few years, enjoying it. All the way turned up, lit 1,000%. That's the way I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get my. I know I'll have my walk-in closet, and I'm taking that door. That's the door I'm taking.
Yeah. I didn't have to think about it too long myself. But it was a good. It was a good post. I think, you know, kind of thought provoking.
It is, and a lot of that stuff. I mean, some of the stuff is. I mean, you take away all the. The fluff.
Somebody. Tea for Tat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hump Day.
Hump Day Wednesday.
I mean, I don't look at it myself, but I've heard about it. I've heard about it.
I mean, the numbers are going up and up. People are liking it. People are sharing it. It's great. It's great. PR is great publicity. I love it. I love it. Shout out. So now, Peter, we got rid of all the stuff. Now we going into our meat and potatoes.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Some electric football. Right off the bat, we had that divorce bowl, which generated a lot of interest. Real quick, I'm going to be quick. We've probably been going on for a little bit now. We got to wrap this show up. This podcast is on its way out. We had the divorce bowl. Steve Toff versus Andrew Pitola, okay?
Wait a minute. You got to tell where the divorce. What cracked me up was when Hustak says he was doing some man stuff. He was being a man when he decided I was going to go play electric football. Came down in his underwear. Said, I'm going to play electric football.
Right. He took the robe off. He said he just had his underwear. He said, I'm going.
What happened
was the date we had set, Spidey, Andrew Pitola, said he couldn't make it. He was like, dude, I got a family vacation going on. He emailed the league, you know, He was like, I can't make it. Hopefully we can rearrange it to another date. So I said, all right, let's see if I can get a date. I texted out all the four coaches, and obviously Andrew was set for another date, which was actually Father's Day weekend. Steve Toff said, okay, great. But the other two coaches I hadn't heard from was Travers and Baz. Didn't hear back. And they wasn't good with the changing the date. They wanted to stay at the original date. So all I needed was one coach to say no is no good.
Right.
Because you got to go with your original date. That's what
right.
it was.
Right.
So the next step was to be, all right, Andrew's out. Steve was okay with it. Steve would have been either way. Steve Talk was good either way. The rain date or the original date. He was more so liking the rain date. Because he had something to do with his family that particular date. So when I said, well, Drew, I mean, I can't change it. We're just going to go with the next best coach, you know.
Right, because these are the top coaches in the league now.
The next coach that just made the cutoff will just come up and play Steve. So I don't know what happened. Like a day later, Spidey texts me back. He says, Coach, I'm good. I'll be there on that date. And I was like, whoa. And Steve was like, I got a vacation too, but if Andy can make it, I got to make it too. So both of those coaches had family vacations where their family was going out of town. And they had agreed to it. Now they switching it up. I don't know if they told their families, hey, you guys go ahead, I'll catch you later, or I'm not going, or whatever they said. But they made it to the pub, the mecca of EI, Daly's Irish Pub, to play in that game. And that's why we titled it the Divorce Game, because the Divorce Bowl. Because they changed a family vacation, B-Dow.
To play electric football.
To play. Can you imagine?
My wife and I, we went over this. We went over this. It definitely would have been a divorce.
This is getting too important to you. We're not raising our children like this. They played. I mean, they played a good game, and Steve Toff won it. Toff won the Divorce Bowl, advanced into the NFL Bowl, and ultimately won the whole thing.
That's awesome.
So that's where that whole Divorce Bowl came from. They both had family trips planned for that weekend, that day, to be with their families, going away somewhere, and they changed it. They said, I'm not going.
Told the wife, gave her the business, man. Said, this is what's going on. This is what I'm doing. That's a man.
That was good stuff, man, being a man. And the Hulk had named me Spider-Man for his superhero list.
Right.
I was Spider-Man. I mean, I always take the pictures like Peter Parker. Yeah. Yeah. Spider-Man was always my favorite. And Andy is a Spider-Man fan, too. He actually has a Spider-Man tattoo.
Oh, okay.
He has Spider-Man on his board. But, of course, I'm national. I have 20-something years invested in EF, so if I'm going to be Spider-Man, I'm Spider-Man. But after that man did that, he changed his name. I said, look, you're Spider-Man. I don't even want it no more.
Pay your respects.
All right, I got enough titles. I'm the Fourth. I'm Pretty Boy. I'm national. I'm this and that. You got Spider-Man. I don't even want that. That took balls. That was gutsy.
He probably won't play next year. He probably won't play next year.
No, I would love to have Patola back. He's like a top-notch real estate dude in Connecticut.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Like, if you ever want, everybody listen to Mr. National Podcast, if you're looking to buy a home and you're in the Connecticut area, look up Andrew Patola. He's a top-notch real estate man. And he's Spider-Man.
And he lost the divorce bowl.
He lost the divorce bowl. He's still married, though.
That's awesome.
It is. So,
hey, that reminds me of something. This is kind of, it just made me think of it. So, you know how great Frank Jacobs makes his figures, you know?
Yes.
I mean, he's good at it. So he texts a picture to our league, the Ohio Valley League, of some of the figures that he's working on. And in the background is a bottle of of Giorgio Armani cologne. And I'm like, what are you, these players, they smell great too, or what?
They look great and smell great.
They look great and smell great. So he goes on about how he's got to spritz up his players and stuff. I'm like, you know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe my wife wouldn't hate electric football so much if my players smelled good like that. You know what I mean?
No, don't do it.
Right. No.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, Pito. Not many people, you know what I mean? Frank is like chisel, okay? Frank's like 51 years old, and he looks like he's 20-something years old. He's chisel. So when you go back to the wife, you know, you've been down in the basement EFing all night, and then you come up looking like Frank. They don't forgive you.
Oh, right.
They'll forgive you.
Yeah, I gotta figure something else out.
Yeah, you gotta figure something else out. Don't do the verbal. Don't do it. So this weekend is the River City Blast going on in Chattanooga.
Right on.
I think this is the second one.
TOC?
Second one. Second or third. Charles Lane took the baton from David Nichols, who had been running the Bama Blast for like 20 years in Akron, Alabama. And David Nichols has said, you know, I'm done with it. Want to keep it in this area. And Charles Lane agreed to pick it up. I have not, you know, Mr. National has not been to this event yet. I gotta put that on my list of things to do. So it won't be this year because our playoffs kind of run
right
the same time as that. So maybe next year I'll put that on my agenda to attend the Chattanooga Blast. But I want to wish all the coaches attending a, you know, safe travels and good luck. Good luck. Is it a TOC event?
Yeah, I'm not I look, look forward to watching this
third,
weekend.
Third leg. I tell you what, Pete, I played Charles Lane in the TOC events a couple times, and I played some of the other coaches from the South. Some of the nicest people you want to be, not Joel Pritchard. Those guys are awesome. Van, I forget the other guy. I think Richard, RP Games.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Great. I guess that you got that Southern hospitality.
Right.
Great bunch of guys. So, Mr. National and the podcast and Pete, I want to wish everybody had
check. Good luck, fellas.
Good time. That's this weekend, okay? And then the same weekend, back in Philadelphia at the Mecca of electric football, Daly's Irish Pub, June 22nd, Saturday, is NFL Super Bowl 21. At the same weekend, Tehran is having his Glass City Bowl. Horrible. That's another event I would like to go to. I got to talk to Tehran next year, and I got to see what date he's planning to make sure our events aren't the same.
Right.
And maybe I can make that.
So does the Glass City Showdown actually adjust the date of the NFL Super Bowl? Is that what I'm hearing? You guys are going to adjust the NFL Super Bowl for the Glass?
No. The NFL Super Bowl is set. It was June 22nd is set. Now, next year, I'm going to get in touch with Tehran and find out which weekend he is looking at, because our Super Bowl is that same weekend every year. It's either June 20th, June 21st, June 20th. Whatever that weekend is in June, we have it. I need Tehran to maybe push his back, and then I can make that thing. I want to come there. Heard the food is great.
Yeah, I've heard it's off.
P-Double, you have a birthday celebration coming up. When is it? Tell me.
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm officially old.
What are you turning?
Legend has it. I quit counting.
Everybody's turning 50 this year. Darren Jamani is having a birthday party. He's turning 50.
Wow.
Yeah, this year. He's having a little event thing. So your thing is this Saturday. That's crazy. In Michigan.
Yeah. East Lansing, Michigan, home of the MSU Spartans.
Well, folks, there you got. P-Double is having a birthday celebration. But if you're not going to Chattanooga, okay?
Yeah, right.
If you're not coming to Philly and you're in East Lansing, come hang out with P-Double.
You know
the
what?
First 20 coaches, he's doing a sketch. He's going to do a character up.
For free.
For free. First 20. The first 20 he's doing.
20.
Well, listen, this has been a great podcast.
Hey, before we get off electric football.
Go ahead, shoot.
Ohio Valley this year is going to be huge. We got a bunch of great coaches. We're looking at recruiting some new legends to our league. You know, we're having a game day down at the Fishers.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're having a, because they're going to be in the Ohio Valley. We're having a game down, Roger and Dustin.
Oh, no way. Wow.
They're going to be in our league, yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys going to have the Gridiron Buzz Network play in your league? That's
They're
awesome.
Going to be playing our league, right.
No filming, just playing.
Right. So, excellent. Season opener is in August. It starts in Detroit. A couple weeks later, the second big game day is in Clarksville, Tennessee, at Rogers' house.
Nice!
You remember we took the tour of the house?
Yeah. Oh, no, do I ever?
Are you coming to that game day?
Dude, I might. What month is that?
September.
All right, let me look it
up. Early September. I'm gonna put it on your calendar. You can play. You can play in our league, man.
Right, dude. I can. Let's do it. Well, you guys 4.0. I got a
4.0 TOC.
Yeah. Done by Frank Jacobs.
there you go.
In tournament style.
Okay. So yeah, I'll send you that date.
Yeah, absolutely. In September. I could do that. I might have to sacrifice traveling to see my 49ers one game, but to be at that house and the tour that we got, I want to see that stuff that Roger has.
Live.
Okay? I want to hold it. I want to feel it.
On that collection of guns?
Yeah, that collection. I don't even care about play. I just want to be in that place.
That's going to be...
That's it. I want to be there. So, folks, here you heard from P Double, who's turning. So, what's the actual birthday date?
Tomorrow.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, I know, dude. I got like an hour and 7 minutes.
Oh my god!
And it's over. It's over.
He's a half a century.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't know what to think of this, man.
Listen, stop. He's still got full head of hair. He's got all his teeth. Okay, he's living the dream. Okay, he's living the dream. Mr. National, he needs a toupee. He's a Marv Albert. Okay, no hair. You know what I mean? All his teeth, wisdom teeth taken out. I'm old. I ain't even that age yet. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say early happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
Title this the birthday show. Pito, take a bow. Take a bow.
I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, you know, it's. First of all, I didn't think I would live this long. You know, when I was younger, it was like,
right.
You know, you just don't think about it. But now to think about it, I mean.
You're there.
Yeah, here I am. And it's like.
Here you are.
Maybe I want to go through the blue door, you know? No, I'll tell you, I would never take that blue door. I'm enjoying
it. You're doing better. You're probably doing better than what you probably ever imagined. I mean, you are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying myself, you know. So
absolutely.
I have no complaints, really. So,
jeez.
Yeah, life is sweet at this age. You get, you know, the wiser. Yeah, your body starts breaking down. You can't do the things you could. But just, you know, just you also learn to appreciate things a lot better. And enjoy yourself, you know.
Everything slows down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you really enjoy the things that you love, you know.
I remember Joe Allure, when he turned 40 a couple years ago, and he was like, geez. He was like, he said the same. He was like, hair, you got hair growing, but you can't grow hair in some spots, but then you got hair growing out of spots you don't even want.
Yeah.
You got hair growing out of your nose, out of your ears, as old as you can.
I remember the first time I went and got a haircut, and she just started cutting my ear hair, you know. Yeah. She didn't tell me. And I was like, hey, what's going on there, you know. You just clean that up a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, man. I'm like, oh, man, I'm that guy, you know.
Yeah, you that know? Guy. You got a bush growing out of your earlobe, you know what I mean? That happens with old people, okay?
Right.
That's why I use skull shaver, okay? They have an attachment that cleans all that stuff up. So, it ain't never coming up on Mr. Nazar. He's on point. It's got attachments for ears and nose. I don't know about that. Well, D-Double, I'm glad you stayed up on your birthday. I know you are an hour away from being a big 5-0. When you probably get out of the studio, the wife's got the balloons going. She probably got a band. It's going to be all the way turned up. I know we probably won't upload this show for a couple of days. She's going to have you tied down or whatever. Celebrate. The king.
I don't know what she's got in store.
Well, I ain't going to hold you up no longer. This podcast, we need Kit Kitchen to take us out of here.
Take us out, Kit.
This man about to be 50. Take us out, Kit.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.